He taught me how to throw a spiral football, and I can throw about 30 yards. I don't know.
You can throw farther than that.
Probably farther than that.
All, it was impressive. It was very impressive.
So that's what caught your eye, her spiral.
Yeah. I was like, oh, no big deal. Boom.
My most vivid summer camp memories include spending hours and hours beating other campers at foosball. And then there was that time I sprained my ankle. Ugh. But our guests today have very good memories of summer camp because that's where they first met. Today you'll meet Kirsten and Marcus Hanna, who may have never met and fell in love if it weren't for Windshape Camp, the camp created by Chick-fil-A founder Truett Cathy in 1985. Hi, everybody. I'm your host, Allison Storm. I'm a wife, mom, and a Chick-fil-A super fan. But of course, Chick-fil-A is best enjoyed with friends. So I've recruited a chicken-loving pal to guest host with me today on My Pleasure, the unofficial Chick-fil-A podcast. His name is Jim Mann, and he's pretty much a celebrity at the Chick-fil-A where he's a regular, right, Jim?
Yeah, they pretty much know what I want.
Yes, and they love you. They, like, fawn over you.
What's not to love?
That's true.
Yeah, right.
Now let's talk summer camp. Jim, did you ever attend summer camp?
Yes, I did. It was a nightmare for me. I was very shy and tiny with an adult-sized head. So I tried to stay away from people. It was terrible.
So it did exist, though, when you were a kid. We met
in caves and learned how to make fire. But yeah, pretty much it.
Wow, it sounds like a blast. That's a useful skill to have. I'm sure if you attended a Windshape camp, you would have had the time of your life like our guests today. Welcome to the show, Kirsten and Marcus.
Thank you.
We're so glad you guys are here. So take us back to summer camp. Now, you guys weren't exactly children when you met. So where was it and how did you end up there?
So the camp we met at was in Tuscaloosa, Alabama, and I was working for the traveling camps for Windshape, which was called C3, and that was our last location of the summer. We went to 9 different cities, you know, across like the southeast, and each week we'd be in a new place, and then we'd pack everything up, drive over the weekend to the next place, set everything up, you know, do it again, and we did that over and over.
That sounds like a lot of work.
Yeah, it was.
But it was really your mission field, right?
Yeah, it was. And it was, I mean, looking back, you know, it was some of the best times of my life with the people and the cause and everything. It was incredible.
Yeah. And then how did you end up there, Kirsten?
Yeah, so I was actually working at a summer camp before this one. They're a company called Special Kids in Murfreesboro, and they had a camp called Campability, which is for specifically special needs kids. And that's where I fell in love with what I do now. And so our camp ended in July, and I had a week of just nothing before I was going to travel with my family to California to visit. And I had a friend on Facebook through our church that I was going to at MTSU and said that this camp that she works at needed volunteers, that they had over 500 kids show up and they were very understaffed, and which Marcus can get into that, why it was so big. And I just felt God say, you're supposed to be there. So I just obeyed and signed up, and here I am.
I mean, you were a college kid with 1 week. I mean, you could have, you know,
right,
gone, hung out at the pool.
Yes, exactly.
But instead, you just felt this tug from God, yes, to tell you to do this.
Yes. Yep. And I signed up immediately. I had no idea what Windshape was because they actually came to the church I went to, but I was at the other camp, so I didn't volunteer. And so then this week opened up and God was like, go. So now I know why.
And it turned out it was your last week of camp, right, Marcus?
Yeah, it was my very last week.
2 years of camps, and this was your last week.
Yeah.
And here comes strolling in a volunteer.
Uh-huh. Yes. And I was like, what have I walked into? Because it was called controlled chaos.
Well, it was funny because I did the 5th and 6th grade kids, and then I also taught football. So most of the time I would have like a guy volunteer, you know, guy volunteers, because it was football, you know what I mean? And it was awesome. When she came walking up and said, I'm your 5th and 6th grade volunteer and doing football. You know, I was like, what?
Tell them why the camp was
there. Yeah, so Tuscaloosa, that was the last week of the summer. And earlier...
2011.
This was 2011. And so earlier that May of that year was when some really bad tornadoes came through Tuscaloosa and, like, devastated it. Mm-hmm. And so at that time, before the summer started, we knew we were going to Tuscaloosa. And the host church, you know, was like, we're going to do this. And then, anyways, throughout the summer, we found out that they were backing out. And so we were, you know, pretty upset. We're like, man, this is... Because they couldn't get community to get involved and pay... Well, the local Chick-fil-A operator, I can't remember his name, but he's the operator of the Tuscaloosa Chick-fil-A. He was like, we're doing this thing. And he ended up, he found another church that would just let us use their facilities. And then he pretty much, he made an announcement and said, I will personally pay, you know, for any kid that wants to go to this camp in the whole community. And so, you know, quickly we found out, you know, there's 200 kids signed up. There's 300 kids signed up. And a typical camp would be, at that time, was like 150 to maybe 200 was a pretty good size camp. And, you know, so pretty quickly we had double of what was normal. And you know, so anyway, so it was just... It kind of spiraled from there where we
He brought Chick-fil-A food in.
We were trying to get as many
volunteers.
Yeah, so we're all reaching out to like everybody we know, like, hey, are you free this week? Can you come help us? And it turned out at the start of that week, we ended up having almost like 600 kids. So we had help coming from all over. And then the Chick-fil-A operator was like, you know, not only am I going to pay for all these kids to come, I'm going to bring lunch every day. And feed everybody, volunteers, you know, kids. And I'm going to bring breakfast for all the volunteers and workers. And it was super powerful, you know, week
for that community. A lot of these kids, they didn't, you know, they lost their homes or their family members.
And or they knew people, you know, they had family members that died in the tornado. Right. And it was a really,
it was so impactful. It was
powerful. I mean.
Yeah, and like a lot of these kids did not know Jesus. It was basically like, well, I'm dropping my kid off. It's a free camp.
Yeah.
And then we got to just pour Jesus and love into these kids. And it was so amazing to see. Never forget it.
But Kirsten, why were you volunteering to play football?
I'm a Tennessee girl. I love football and grew up always loving the Tennessee Volunteers and the Titans. And my dad, the main reason why I got Marcus now, he taught me how to throw a spiral football. And I can throw about 30 yards. I don't know.
You
can
throw farther
probably
than
farther
that.
Than that.
It was impressive. It was very impressive.
So that's what caught your eye, her spiral.
Yeah. I was like, oh, no big deal. Boom.
I love it. And so then just over that week, you kind of started noticing each other more.
Yeah, and it was like the typical camp week was 4 full days and then Friday was a half day. And so she actually didn't show up till Tuesday morning.
And I would leave Thursday.
And then she left Thursday after camp. So we were actually only together for 3 days.
So Thursday rolls around and you have to leave, Kirsten.
No. Yeah.
What's going through your mind? You're like, am I ever going to see this guy again?
Right. I was like, what is going on? And so before I'm like, it's like, you know, we're all packing away and telling the kids goodbye. And he actually gave me like Volunteer of the Day award.
Yeah, there was a...
Nice move.
Yeah, I was like, I better get
that
award.
The volunteer coordinator on our team, his name's Aaron.
It was like Tuesday.
Yeah, his name's Aaron Collier.
I'm like, okay, where's mine now?
Yeah, and he was actually rooming with me. And so I was like, hey, man, you got to make her Volunteer of the Day.
Oh, you put in a good word.
Yeah,
I love it.
Yeah, yeah. So Thursday ends, and I knew like this was our goodbye. Mm-hmm. And so I was like, to get her number. And right. I don't even know if I've ever really asked a girl
for
a phone number.
And I don't think a guy really, like, intentionally
asked. I had never really, like...
But God was like, if you don't now, she's gone.
Yeah, so I was like, hey, I need your number. And then I remembered, like, I don't even have a phone. Because we're not allowed to have our phones during the day. And so I was like, can I put my number in your phone?
and you text me,
you know, and stuff. And so we did that. And then...
Yeah. You know, I mean, then, through those 3 days, it's like finding about each other, our schools, our families. I'm like, okay, he's from Florida. I live in Tennessee. He was at Florida State. I was at MTSU.
Yeah.
Okay, God, well, we're just going to trust. I mean, once you obey God, he always produces a blessing.
Yeah.
And so once we got each other's, or I got his number on my phone, texted him, and kind of just texted throughout. And a week later, another exciting thing God poured into his life. And
yeah, so what happened a week later?
So she had texted me a few times, and I didn't text her back.
Because
I was like,
you're playing hard to get.
But I was like driving a van with like,
I had to teach this boy how to text.
With like 14 people in it and stuff. And anyways, and then there was a Chick-fil-A operator in Huntsville, Alabama, who I had both years that I worked Windshape. I ended up going, he was one of our hosts both years, ended up going back through his place. His name is Will Sims, and he was like, hey, whenever you get back to Panama City, Florida, where I grew up, he was like, you know, give me a call, reach out, and you know, in the meantime, this is like a month prior. He's like, I'll put some feels out and see, you know, if I can find something for you in Chick-fil-A. And so I get back and I reach out to him, and he's like, man, I actually have a really, really cool opportunity that just came up for me that you might be interested in. And so he calls me the next day and he's like, I just got a new Chick-fil-A location in Nashville, Tennessee. And
did your jaw just drop?
Yeah, I was like,
because you knew that's where Kirsten lived.
Yeah, I was like, where? Nashville? And he's like, and I'm putting together this like high performance leadership team and need these different people. And it was all pretty much everybody on that team was all recent graduates. And so, you know, he told me the job and kind of what it would pay and stuff. And I didn't even care, you know, because I was like, it's Nashville, it's Kirsten, this is a God thing, you know? So I accepted the job, and then I called her up, and I think this was like maybe our first time
ever talking on the phone,
because we had just been texting, you know, for a week.
I was in California visiting.
She's in California
family.
With her family, and I was like,
"You're
not going
to
believe this." It's like, "You're not going to believe this. I just got offered a job in Nashville, Tennessee," and she's like, "What?"
I'm like, and "Okay, God."
and the rest is history.
So, Marcus, you actually worked for the Chick-fil-A restaurant here in Nashville.
Yeah.
So, were you, like, in the restaurant on a day-to-day basis?
Well, it's kind of funny. So, I got the job, and
August.
Yeah, Will.
Mid-December.
But Will was like...
Oh, sorry.
He was like, yeah, have you ever worked at a Chick-fil-A? And I was like, no, I don't even know, you know, how many pickles and how to make chicken.
Extra
and,
pickles.
You know, how that all works. And he's like, yeah, you should get a job, like, your last semester, just get a part-time job, like, working in the kitchen in Tallahassee at Florida State. And so I was like, okay, you know, so I just got, like, he called the Chick-fil-A operator down there and was like, hey, I got this guy, can you put him to work? And so I ended up going, and I worked, like, that semester in the restaurant and was like, oh, man, learning how all the basics, you know, mm-hmm. cooking fries, doing the chicken, all that. Working the register. And so it was like 2 days a week. And so I move up to Nashville, and I actually didn't even walk my graduation, because the store, this is how everything was really cool too, the way it lined up. Like my last exam of my college career was on December 12th. The store was opening on December 14th or 15th.
Mm-hmm.
And graduation walk was actually like the 17th, and so I was just like, I didn't even go back. So I had a little two-door Oldsmobile Alero, and I packed my entire life in this little two-door car, which is mostly just like clothes and Xbox, and that was pretty much it, you know. And I drove up
on my birthday.
It ended up being her birthday, December 13th. Mm-hmm. Drove up, pretty much unloaded my car, got dressed, and went straight to the Chick-fil-A and started training. Yeah, it was a crazy time. But
how much longer then until you proposed?
4 months after I moved up here, I proposed to her.
And then...
and because we knew...
Got married October.
Yeah, so... yeah, from the time we met till we got married, it was like 14 months.
No time wasted.
I got a question. When you asked her to marry you, did she say, my pleasure?
Should have.
Yeah.
That would have been
awesome. She wasn't trained, was she?
Yeah, she wasn't trained in that way, but yeah.
Yeah.
Did you at least have some nuggets at the wedding? Or?
Well...
okay, so after we... he told us and told me in California that... you know, you got this job in Nashville. My friend was like, hey, come visit. I'm in Destin. And it actually worked out where he was like, hey, I can pick you up in Panama City.
Like, yeah, I was like, I'll come pick you up.
And they'll drive you down. And first place we went was Chick-fil-A. Yeah.
And that was our first time ever, like, actually hanging out in, like, a normal public place, you know? Like, so I picked her up from the airport and we went, it was funny, we went straight to Chick-fil-A and got breakfast.
Because we were praying, like, Holy Spirit, like, we were around just craziness. And so it's like, if it's just a yes to, is it going to be boring? Or
are we still,
it was fun. It was compatible and...
Oh, yeah.
A lot of fun.
Such a fun story. And, you know, guys, we love celebrating the good stuff in life, especially when we can do it over Chick-fil-A milkshakes, which I'm sure you guys love, right?
Oh, yes.
So it's time in the show for Chick-fil-A Yay! Tell us what you're drinking right now. What milkshake is your favorite?
Oh, mine is just the regular chocolate milkshake.
Okay. Yeah. All right.
Same.
Yeah. Aw, cheers. So cute. Yeah.
And some waffle fries.
Milkshake compatibility. Yes. I love it. So tell us what you're really excited about in your life right now.
Well, we just found out about 11 weeks ago that we're expecting our first baby.
Oh, how exciting! Yes. Congratulations.
Thank you.
You know, it's almost been 2 years, so it is such a testimony of God's goodness and grace and blessing. It's such a miracle. We got to share with Marcus's family this past weekend and share with my family as well. So everyone's very excited. It's the first grandchild on both sides. So
yes,
definitely spoiled.
So this is a real answer to prayer for you guys.
Yes.
Oh yeah. 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 It's been about a 2 year journey, trying to get pregnant.
Mm-hmm. And just trusting God and
It's a huge deal for us.
Power of praise kept us through, just worshiping him no matter the circumstance or what it looked like.
Yeah.
We did have our days of, okay, we're going to cry today. Mm-hmm. Now we're going, let's keep going. Let's keep moving. And
just trust.
Yeah. And then now we're actually building a home. And so we were like so distracted and we're in a little condo downtown right now. So we're like, oh, let's just not. And then, hey, actually God's like, nope, it's time.
Yeah.
We're like, okay, awesome.
Yeah.
So awesome. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Well, don't go anywhere. Coming up after a quick break, we're going to put the Chick-fil-A superfan, Jim, up against the Lovebirds, Kirsten and Marcus, in a round of Chick-fil-A trivia.
Hey there, this is Jim Mann. I know what you're thinking. This podcast is amazing. I'm not even close to being chickened out. Where can I get more? Head to our Facebook and Instagram pages at Chick-fil-A Podcast on Instagram and facebook.com/Chick-fil-A podcast. You'll find giveaways, info, and a community of other Chick-fil nuts like you.
Welcome back. We've been chatting with Kirsten and Marcus. They met at a Chick-fil-A Windshape camp way back in 2011. And say Chick-fil-A has always been a part of their relationship. But do they know as much Chick-fil-A trivia as moi? That's French.
Thank you for translating there. Kirsten and Marcus, we're going to test your nuggets of knowledge. Yep. You're going to be playing against Chick-fil-A guru Jim Mann. Winner gets one of our exclusive t-shirts from our fan shop. We've got 5 questions. To ring in, I'm thinking Kirsten and Marcus, you just shout, my pleasure.
Okay.
You want to give us a practice? My pleasure?
My pleasure.
Okay, good. And Jim, if you want to ring in, you have to moo like a cow.
Moo.
That was very good.
Thank you.
Okay. Question number 1. What restaurant chain licensed the rights to serve the original chicken sandwich in the mid-1960s? Was it A, TGI Fridays, B, Waffle House, or C, Cracker Barrel?
Moo.
Jim?
I think it was Cracker Barrel.
No.
Oh, I said it with confidence.
Yes, do you want to ring in?
Waffle House?
Yes! Good job!
I whittled it down for you.
Very good. All right. How old was founder Truett Cathy when he opened the first standalone Chick-fil-A? A, 46. B, 55, or C, 64?
My place.
Yes.
Is it A, 46?
No.
Oh, Moo. 55?
Yes. No!
Moo, 64?
C.
The key there was the standalone, because remember they were in shopping malls for many, many years, and so he was 64. I know.
That's amazing.
Isn't that amazing?
You know what that tells you? Like, no matter what age you're at, you still
have Amen, so much. Jim. Did Don't you look hear at that? Me.
So much potential ahead.
Wish I could hear you all. Amazing. I'm just too old.
All right, number three. Which two menu items were released in 1983? I'm guessing this was well before you guys were born.
Yes.
I'm 89.
Okay. Jim, you may have the advantage.
85 for me.
You may have the advantage on this one. Okay. A, nuggets and chicken noodle soup. B, milkshakes and kids meals. Or C, market salad and waffle fries.
My pleasure.
Yes.
B.
No.
Okay, Moo. A?
Yes, it was A.
That market salad is pretty newish.
You think it's new? Okay, that was your clue there, huh? All right, yeah, nuggets and chicken noodle soup came out in 1983. All right, question four. Jim's ahead with two, so you guys, this is really important here. 3 years after opening his first restaurant, Truett Cathy's brother and business partner Ben passed away. How did that happen? A, heart attack. B, car accident, or C, airplane crash?
Moo?
Yes?
That wasn't confident, was it?
No.
Heart attack?
No.
My pleasure.
Yes.
What's a car accident?
No.
I know, it's like, that sounds like it wouldn't be, but it probably
It was an airplane crash.
We're nailing this, aren't
I know. I really stumped you guys with these questions. Yes. Okay, last one, number five. How many recipes did Chick-fil-A test to perfect their grilled chicken? A, 10, B, 1,200, or C, 5,000?
My pleasure.
Yes.
B?
Yay! Yay! I think technically Jim was the winner with two, but I mean, you guys all didn't really do that well.
I know what the number one combo is.
Yeah. Well, good for you. And how many pickles are in the sandwich?
Two.
Okay. You learned that. Yes. I love it. Nice job, guys. Well, I'll send you home with some matching tees from our My Pleasure Fan Shop anyway. You can check out the collection of tees by visiting chickfilapodcast.com/shop. Hold on to your sauce, because when we return, we've got some food for thought.
Hey, all you saucy nuggets. I'm Megan Taylor, award-winning artist and fellow Chick-fil-A superfan. I'm the owner of All She Wrote Notes, and I'm on a mission to spread happiness through my handwriting. I've got an online shop full of colorful gifts and positive messages, but what I really love is teaching you how to hand letter, too. I'm the author of Happy Hand Lettering, and I also teach classes online. To bring you some extra joy during this season, use the code Chick-fil-A for 50% off my online class. This makes it just $21 to learn your new favorite hobby. No experience is necessary, and you probably already have all the supplies you need to get started today. This class is so much fun for ages 10 to 110, and you can watch and learn at your leisure over and over at a pace that works for you. Sign up and get started today at learn.allshewrotenotes.com. That's learn.allshewrotenotes.com. It would be my pleasure to have you join the party.
It's time for Food for Thought. Kirsten and Marcus answer these 10 questions quicker than a trip through the Chick-fil-A drive-thru. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Yes.
All right. What's your favorite sauce?
Chick-fil-A sauce.
What?
I like Chick-fil-A sauce, and I like the Polynesian.
Mm. Yes. What's your least favorite sauce?
Anything spicy.
Barbecue.
All right. What product do you wish they would develop? Hamburger?
Oh, chicken and waffles.
Oh, that would be
nice. Very creative.
Imagine that.
I think I'm going to go with you on that one. That sounds really good.
All right. How do you really feel about the instrumental soundtrack piped over the speaker system?
Oh, I like it. Sometimes I can, like, I know that one.
Yeah. When I worked there, and, you know, I'd hear it all the time. Yeah, it was so inspiring.
Okay, we'll move along. If you could only order one menu item the rest of your life, what would it be?
The rest of my life, I would just do the number one. Yeah,
number
classic
one?
Sandwich and fries.
Ooh, and a sweet tea. I have like three because I love the sandwich with the pickles and I love nuggets, but I also love the charred grilled.
So pick one.
I know.
This is a really hard question for Kirsten.
Okay, I'll be healthy and do the charred grilled.
Oh, wow.
Because
oh,
I can get nice. Pickles.
So healthy.
All right.
I don't feel as bad.
Have you, Marcus, you probably do this. Have you ever dressed up in a Chick-fil-A cow costume?
Yes. Yes, I have.
It fit you? You're it so is, tall.
Yeah, very hot.
Ooh. All right, what celebrity would you like to eat nuggets with?
I love Bob Goff. He's just so cool. He'd be fun
Bob
to have.
Bob Goff? Yeah.
He would have. That'd be fun to eat with him.
Man, a celebrity to eat nuggets. I would say from Leonardo DiCaprio.
Oh, yeah, yeah. We love some Leo. Yeah.
All right, well, how many nuggets do you think you can eat in one sitting?
Oh.
Eight.
No. I could probably eat at least 20. Easy.
Oh, you know you can easy. Eat more than that.
Yeah.
21. 21.
Well, yeah. Yeah.
They're so tiny.
Yeah.
It's true.
He's yeah, being I modest.
Can, yeah. Chicken minis. Ooh, they're so good.
All right. How many points do you have on your Chick-fil-A rewards?
Oh.
Ooh, he's reaching for it.
Okay. I have 1,266 lifetime points, but I also have not been using it that long.
I was going to say, that's yeah. not that much.
Where do, yeah. Where's mine?
Lifetime right here. 2,538.
All right, 2,538. Jim, go ahead and tell him what you have.
You can add yours together and multiply them, but I got you. I got 20,108.
Oh, holy. That's
and right incredible. Now I have currently 2,000.
Incredible.
I'm just ready to go. Get yeah, some more points.
I'm ready to eat some Chick-fil-A right now.
All right, well, last question. Team Nuggets or Team Strips?
Oh, Team Nuggets.
Team Nuggets.
Sure.
Oh, you guys are so compatible. It's adorable. Well, this has been so fun. We wish your family the best, your growing family the best.
Yes, thank
the arrival
you.
Of your little nugget coming up.
Yes.
Thank you guys for being a part
thank
of our
you
show.
Thank you for having us.
It is our pleasure.
It is our pleasure for sure.
If you enjoyed today's show, please do what a Chick-fil-A team member would do. Politely pass this goodness on to a friend. Take a screenshot, share it on social media, and help us spread the word about My Pleasure, the unofficial Chick-fil-A podcast. Until next time, stay tender and saucy, my friends.
Special thanks to our sound engineer, me, and our co-host, also me. This episode of My Pleasure, the unofficial Chick-fil-A podcast, was written and produced by Allison Storm, but it was edited by me. For more information about me, visit manmadeproductions.com. That's man with two N's, madeproductions.com.